for just a short opening, I wanted to read. Last week, Alice on the bulletin had put Jude 17 verses 17 and 20 to 21, and I wanted to read that and then read into the beginning of Acts, which I'll be speaking on this morning. In Jude 17 to 21, we read, "But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, 'In the last days there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions.'" And boy, we see that today as never before. "It is these who will cause divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit." And that is the emphasis there. They are devoid of the Spirit. They do not have the Spirit. And the day of Pentecost is the day of the Spirit being poured out upon all who would desire to follow after God and to come into a right relationship with Him. These are devoid of that Spirit. And he continues, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life." We are currently waiting. We are waiting for our Lord's return, or whether he take us today or tomorrow or decades from now. We do not know, but we are waiting. And we're waiting to see that redemption. And I wanted to now read into Acts. I'll be reading Acts 2 later, but I wanted to read Acts 1 and verses 4 and 5. This is speaking of the ascension of our Lord Jesus. And just before he went back up, was received back up into heaven, these are kind of his parting words. Acts 1 verse 4, "And being assembled together with them," just as we are assembled, "commanded them that they should not depart Jerusalem, but wait." Once again, they were encouraged to wait. "Wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, 'You have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.'" He was foretelling them to wait for the Holy Spirit would be poured out. And the Holy Spirit was and continues to be offered to all who trust in him. And now we are simply awaiting when he calls us to be with him. And so keep this in mind as we have communion and worship our Lord this day.